It may be hard to believe, but this year, 2019, marks the 10th annual Woodstock Book Fest, and they will be busily igniting the conversation by bringing readers and writers together for a weekend of discussion and, yes, celebration. It takes place March 28th through the 31st. They'll host classes and panels and keynotes and story slams and parties and more, all in the unique surroundings of Woodstock, New York. Martha Frankel is the executive director of the Woodstock Book Fest. She joins us this morning, along with award-winning novelist James Lasdin, who will be one of the many terrific authors on display at the Woodstock Book Fest. Good morning. How are you both?
You'll be there, too. You left you out.
Yeah, I know. No need to talk about me. Well, yes, thank you for inviting me. I'm psyched to be invited.
The Donahue interview, it's one of our classic programs.
It is a Friday night, and so let's talk about, first of all, I want you to give us a sense of what it's like to have this thing turn 10 years old.
It's sort of shocking, isn't it? I mean, we started this thing on a lark. Some writers and the person who owned the Golden Notebook bookstore was saying, how can we keep the bookstore in business? It was when Barnes & Noble was just swallowing up the indies. And we said, okay, let's put on a show. And that show is 10 years old.
So
I think the people at Katz felt the same way, don't you?
Now exactly. And forever.
And forever.
And we didn't know that, unfortunately, that they meant it.
I know. I know. So. It's shocking. I mean, really, so much has changed. We changed the name. We changed the look. But that first year, we laid in the bones of a really sort of successful idea, which was to bring readers and writers together for a weekend.
Okay. So how have you look at what has happened here, and what do you think you have accomplished with this festival, allowing people to do what?
Well, one is to meet the writers that they love.
Yes.
Readers, you know, it's you read a book and it takes you to a place that you had never been to before, either, you know, about a place or about a person, lets you dream. And then there's the person who wrote it right in front of you. It's an amazing thing. And Woodstock's great in that there's no place to hide. If you want to meet the writers who are going to be at the festival, come
well,
to town.
Oh, that's true.
No,
okay.
It's true. I've seen you try, but it doesn't work. You're there. You're having breakfast at Oriole 9 in the morning. You're having lunch at Joshua's.
I don't leave my room, Martha.
You say that, but I know you're not. No, there's no VIP room in Woodstock. So people get to meet the writers, and that's a thrill. I will say this. The festival looks more like the rest of the world this year. I got some flack for having a really white festival. And after I, like, you know, stopped feeling bad about that, I dealt with it. And I feel really good. The festival now looks like the rest of the world. If the world was heavily favored towards women. Which it probably will be at some point.
And we can hope for the best.
Yes.
So now let us talk. I want to include Mr. Lasdin in this conversation. So tell us how he comes into it, because it is one of the great events that you do, one of the great discussion panels that you have.
I should have taken a photo. I have a huge bulletin board in my hallway that I thought I would use for the festival. But there's one piece of paper on it, and it says one thing. It says Festival, James Lasdin, which is so funny. I forgot I wanted to take a picture of it. James was the first guest we booked this year. He may not know that.
I didn't know that. It's very flattering.
Yeah. I heard that your book was coming out. James has been at the festival before. I'm a big, big fan. He's been on my radio show. And I just wrote his name on this piece of paper, but then I never used the bulletin board. So he looks like the only guest.
But you remembered.
But I remembered. I did get a letter about 2 weeks ago from a woman, who, I'm not going to name her, who said, I'm confused. Am I coming to your festival? I had completely forgotten.
Oh,
but I did
okay.
not forget Mr. Lasdin.
Now, what panel is?
James is on a panel on Saturday called New Forms for Personal Stories with Akiko Bush, who
yes.
I know you had on.
Love Akiko.
And what a great pair they're going to be, right? Kitty Sheehan, who books some of the guests, who is always like looking at books and put these two together. And we got Melissa Holbrook Pearson to do the interview. She's written about motorcycling, but she also wrote that great book, The Place You Love Is Gone. So I don't know. I'm not exactly sure what's going to... He keeps asking me what's going to happen. James keeps asking me. I'm like, I don't know. But I know it's going to be a lively discussion. I'm positive.
Now, let us get to... first of all, I hope the lively discussion gets to talk about your new novel. It is Afternoon of a Fawn. It comes out in, I think, a week.
About a week.
And it is...
We're going to have sneak previews.
Okay, good.
We're going to have the books at the festival.
Excellent. You worked out a deal? Cool. An amazing novel, just lovely, an amazing, really important book. So just give us a sense of how you describe it to people.
Well, I guess I would call it a Me Too novel now, although I didn't write it as one. It was I wrote most of it before the Me Too movement started. It's a story of a sort of historic accusation of sexual assault set in, you know, in our time, in our moment.
And there are the major players, of course, is the one who is accused, and then the accuser and the narrator who knows them both.
Knows them both, yeah. Well, I thought it was that was what interested me about the situation, was somebody who's caught between both sides of a story in which huge things are at stake, and his process of figuring out, you know, how you go about, why do you believe what you believe? That interested me greatly.
When you are put into a situation like you'll be put in this weekend of getting to discuss it and talk about it and have people react to it, is that part of the process that you enjoy?
I enjoy doing that, yeah. But it's a different part of the whole business than actually writing. It comes from, it sort of engages you in a very different way.
And it seems to me, and maybe this is too insider baseball, but it seems to me that it would be different in this case, because the book isn't quite out yet, that people will be talking about the issues versus talking about specifically your novel.
Yeah, I'm sure that's the case. I'm sure that will be the case. And I expect that, and I welcome it. Not that I consider myself an expert on the issue in any sort of non-novelistic way, but I'm interested in it. I'm interested in hearing what other people have to say.
But that comes through in your writing of the book, that you seem fascinated by not only the subject, but by our relationship to it and our, for want of a better word, queasiness of it.
Yeah. I think maybe I'm drawn to queasy things in general. And I am fascinated in the way this drama has been playing out in one form or another for quite a long time. I mean, I moved to the States in the 80s, and it was a subject then. It was an issue. I mean, particularly I was working in academia somewhat, it was a big deal there already. But it keeps changing. The terms of it keep changing, and I find that fascinating.
The overall idea of discussing this as an issue is certainly something, Martha, that you have done throughout the festival, of talking about important issues of our time. It is very reflective of what is going on in our world.
Yeah, we've done addiction panels. We've done panels about feminism. We've done panels about a lot of things, and it's so funny because when we do a really successful panel, everybody's like, next year you have to do this. And of course, then I don't, because something else comes up like this. And last year we did a lot of sort of, on Sunday we only had women on stage.
Yeah.
We were well aware of the Me Too movement, but this year feels different.
Give us a rough outline of how the weekend unfolds.
Well, Thursday night we start with the Story Slam,
yeah.
And it's going to be wild this year. We have like 23 storytellers, 3 minutes each, quick, fun.
Okay.
And then Saturday we have...
What do they slam about?
It's about time. A true story, 3 minutes and under, must contain the line, it's about time.
Okay.
Then Friday night we have a cocktail party where people can get to meet Joe Donahue. And people do buy tickets to meet Joe Donahue there. And Sigrid Nunes is coming up.
Sorry, cocktails? Steve, there's cocktails. Oh, go ahead.
My husband, Steve, is with us here. And then you will be in conversation with Sigrid Nunes.
Now, let us talk about Sigrid for a moment. She, my goodness, won the National Book Award. This is an amazing novel. It is a beautiful book. And we get to talk to her about this. We get to talk to her about her career.
I know. And she's had, you know, I was in Miami at the book fair. They invite all the book award winners to come down the next day. The awards are on a Thursday, and on Friday they all fly to Miami, and on Friday night they have a dinner. And so we were all sitting around sort of following it on Twitter. And when the fiction came up,
yeah,
Sigrid was a dark horse in that race. And then she won, and everybody went crazy.
And
the next day, I wrote to her people and said, "We want Sigrid." And they were like, "Sure, that sounds great." So I'm really excited. She'll be at that cocktail party on Friday night with you and others.
Okay.
And then Saturday is just
Well, then there's the event.
The event, the Donahue interview.
Okay, but yes. It's not just a cocktail party.
Right.
Then we have to go to work. You get us liquored up, and then we have to go to work.
So then they'll walk across the street to the Kleinert and sit on the stage and have a conversation for an hour. We'll ask questions. We'll sign books. It's going to be a good event. And then Saturday all day from 9:30 in the morning till 10 at night, we have stuff going on at the Kleinert. We have Books and Consciousness, a 10-year Woodstock Book Fest retrospective by Gail Straub. Gail does this every year. Her panel starts off the festival. I often say I have no idea what she's talking about, but that woman has changed my life. That's all I can say.
All right, that's fine.
You know, I'm not that deep. I don't, you know, I'm not really a spiritual being. But I sit in that audience and I weep with joy every year. So Gail's got back people who have been there before. Elizabeth Lesser is on that panel. It's going to be a lot of fun. Then James's panel, The New Forms for Personal Stories. Then Queer Voice on the Road, two gay novelists going to talk about their books. Tim Murphy put this panel together. It's really fun. It's about the books they've written that take place all over the world. Then Allison Galen and two other crime writers are going to do a panel called Write Like a Girl. It's about how crime fiction has always been the domain of men or women with initials. I didn't know that was a thing until Allison pointed it out to me. That, like, you could get really strong initials and sort of pretend to be a man. So this about that. Then we're having yet another cocktail party. You know us.
Yes.
And then NPR's Jackie Lydon. Do you know Jackie?
I'm not. I know her.
You're not
from the
intimate
radio.
With her. No. So what you going to
no,
say?
No, we're not a club. We don't. You know,
you're not a club.
No, we're.
But you know who she is.
We're in public radio for a reason, because
yes,
it involves us being in a room by ourselves with a microphone and not having to talk to other people. Well, other than in this setting.
Exactly. Well, Jackie's coming up to teach one of our one-day intensives on Friday about interviewing, but she's going to. She said, "If you want me to do anything, I'll stay around." I was like, "Sure. Why don't you do our keynote on Saturday night with Rima Zaman?" Who's written a terrific book. Rima's flying in from Portland on Saturday. So let's hope that the weather's good. I know it's going to be. And so she'll be in conversation with Jackie that night. And then Sunday, we always start off with the breakfast with Abby Thomas and Bar Scott, which is just so much fun.
Oh, I've been to that event. That's a lovely event.
Yeah, there's singing and there's crying and there's reading of stories. It's
you
really
usually
great.
End up feeling either better about your life or just hopelessly depressed.
No, I think better.
Okay, all right.
I think better.
Well, you're
I'm more optimistic.
Your results
than you.
May vary. No, it's a lovely, lovely event.
And then Joe Luzzi, who's a professor at Bard, who did an event for me this summer that was through the roof. This summer he did something called The 8 Books That Will Change Your Life. And everybody who is in the room, the 75 people who are in that room, have not stopped talking about it. It's an amazing thing. And now he's doing the President's Book Club. And it's about books that have moved presidents in their time in office and what they meant. And some of it is so incredible. Abe Lincoln, JFK. We don't talk about this president. He doesn't even mention him, I don't think. And then after that, the panel I run, Memoir Go Go, we have some really great memoirs coming. And so then, you know, then we just go home and nap.
Yeah. It is, well, it'll be a wonderful weekend. It'll be just terrific events. You can find out more about the Woodstock Book Fest 2019. It's the 10th year, for goodness sakes.
I know.
It's woodstockbookfest.com. .com. Woodstockbookfest.com. And then, James, then you start this, and then they put you on the road at all, or are you, you have a light tour? Or?
A light tour. I mean, a few readings here and there.
Yeah. Do you enjoy that process?
I do. Yeah, it's great.
Do you like Q&As?
Yeah. I'm, I mean, I'm,
some authors hate them. That's why I asked the question.
No, I know. I do. I like. I mean, you know, you spend so much time alone in your room. It's nice to get out. And
is it?
And I like it. Well, maybe you don't. Joe. This is a nicer room than I work.
Yeah, well, that's true. That's but it is. I would think also gratifying to have people come to see you that read you and know your work.
It's incredible. I mean, you don't ever quite believe that they exist until these occasions. Yeah.
And a hometown crowd. That must be cool, too.
That'd be really nice, yeah.
Very
something
nice.
Something special about that.
James will be our guest on an upcoming book show. We're very excited about that. And his new novel, which will be out soon, is called Afternoon of a Fawn, and it is published by Norton, and as I said, is just one of the best things I've read this year. So congratulations. Great pleasure to have you on the program. Martha, I will see you on Friday.
Can't wait.
We look forward to it.
Text me when you get to town.
Oh, sure. It's the 28th through the 31st. It's the... I need to find out where I'm staying.
I know.
Woodstock Book Fest is 10 years old, for goodness sakes. And you can find out more by going to woodstockbookfest.com. Woodstockbookfest.com. I do also just really quickly want to mention this, which is that James Lasden is going to be giving a lecture on a Saturday, April 13th, at the Albany Public Library. The Friends of Albany Public Library presenting the National Library Week Distinguished Author Lecture and Luncheon will take place with James on Saturday, April 13th from 1:30 to 3. So if you're an Albany peep and you would like to see Mr. Lasden and help the Albany Public Library, that happens on the 13th, 1:30 to 3 at the Albany Public Library. So they're going to keep you busy.
Thanks, Joe.
Excellent. All right. But again, woodstockbookfest.com this coming weekend, the 28th through the 31st. Love to you all. Thank you very much. We'll see
you too.
We'll see you next. We'll see you on Friday.
See you then.
Excellent. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.